Good morning, everyone. This is Joe Cristiano. I'll be your host this morning, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. This broadcast is being brought to you on Thursday morning, May 1st, 2008. It is now about 6:31 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. I know it's early. We still have 5 lines open. We'd love for you to call in with any question regarding your liberty, or even if you want to chastise me, that's just fine this morning. Our telephone number is 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620. And we have 5 lines open. I know this is early in the morning, and in the morning, we don't get many calls. Occasionally we do, for those people who are bright early. Well, it's great to be back on the mic. It really is. I'd like to also mention that we need to become educated on economic issues. Folks, we are relying much too heavily on the mainstream media. Now, this is going to sound conspiratorial. I know it, and I get chastised for it. But the mainstream media all beats to the same drum. They're all owned primarily by the same people. And you're not going to hear things on television that economists, for example, are saying. And I'm not talking about some wacko working out of his garage, spouting out all sorts of garbage. I'm talking about solid economists who know what's going on and giving a realistic bent to what the situation is really like. I suspect the reason why we do not hear what we should be hearing in the mainstream media is because it would cause some more than consternation among the people. There's always a fear that the people would get so concerned or so fearful or so frightened that there would be a reduction in investment, which would be bad for our economy. There would be also a call for more controls by government to ensure things go well, which they cannot do. But more importantly, of course, they're always concerned about Wall Street doing poorly, and those are the people who control everything. But I think most importantly, they are concerned with people with runs on the bank. Right now, our banking system, the banking system worldwide, is in absolute shambles. Now, think of this. I read this last night, and it was very interesting. This in this article, and I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me, so I can't give credit to the author. He said, banks don't trust other banks, so they are not lending to each other, you know, when there's liquidity problems and whatever. And this is what they normally do. They, you know, one runs short, then the other one fills in, and it's sort of like waves in the ocean. You know, eventually it all levels out. Well, they stopped doing that. And the author said this, and it was a profound statement. He said, if the banks don't trust the banks, why should the people? I mean, that really made me stop and think. And thinking hurts my brain, as you know. Isn't that interesting? If the banks don't trust the banks, why should the people? And I think we should ponder that for a while. It is so interesting that we would surrender. Now, I'm using the word surrender very intentionally. We would surrender our hard-earned efforts that manifest itself by a Federal Reserve note, by a piece of debt, which I think is insane. I've done it all my life, but it's insane. And then we surrender that note to an institution that cannot be trusted. Now see, once you start redefining our financial system, instead of saying, well, there's a bank there, I put money in, I can always get it out. Once you start redefining it, there is a certain amount of fear and consternation. I know I have concerns. I keep just enough in the bank to keep two of my businesses going, but I try to keep the balances as low as possible. The rest are in inventory, in some sort of commodities, things that I can use, sort of a hedge against the U.S. dollar or any fiat currency. I think we've got to learn by that. I want to mention something. Do you mind if I toot my horn for a second? Every once in a while, I receive an email that keeps me going. Oh, before I read the email, because of these economic uncertainties today, I am encouraging all of my listeners to at least do this. Take the first step and subscribe to Andy Sutton's newsletter, mytwocentsonline.com. It's mytwocentsonline.com, and that two is a numeric two. He has a free newsletter that comes out, I think, twice a month. And then he has a published newsletter that you pay, I think, $39 or $49 a month. Obviously, the one for free is worth it. It comes online, doesn't cost you anything. It is, and I have read, I want to say hundreds, I won't exaggerate, but dozens of financial economic newsletters, so probably hundreds, different ones. It would be hundreds because I'm reading all the time and I'm reading different ones all the time. His is by far at the very, very top. He makes things very clear for the average person, and he lays out the scenario of where we are very plainly. And I suggest that my listeners take heed and be supportive. Subscribe to his paid newsletter. I mean, that's how he gets paid, basically. He prints one to hopefully attract people to the other, and they're both excellent, and they're inexpensive. Obviously, $49 a year or $39 a year. Do that, but then follow through. I can't tell you how many friends I have. We go to coffee, we go biking, and then we go coughing. I mean, I go bicycling, and I go motorbiking both. But, you know, we'll stop for coffee somewhere, and, you know, eventually things will turn to, you know, how's your job doing? How's this? How's that? And we'll start talking about the economy. Excuse me, one second, please. And I can't tell you how many times, that's a silly statement, I can't tell you. Well, I want to tell you, I just don't know. But it's interesting with the frequency that I hear comments like, well, you know, I know I should be doing this, or geez, you know, I should be doing that, and yeah, that makes sense, you know, and they do absolutely nothing. Now, I am not to suggest everything that I do is perfectly right, and you should follow me, you know, step by step, and, you know, because I just do things what I think are correct and I feel comfortable with. I have done well in the long term. I've lost a lot. I've made a lot, you know, but I think that at least I'm safer than most people in what I have. And I know some that have tons of money. I mean, they really have hundreds of thousands of dollars in bank accounts. My word. And they know it's the wrong thing to do, and yet they are paralyzed. They should read Andy Sutton's newsletter. I think it would get them off the dime. But please do so. He also has a blog, and he's on Blog Talk Radio, and he's very interesting. and just listen to them. It doesn't cost you anything, and you can listen to a segment, small segments at a time. I would also like to remind our subscribers to, I mean our listeners, to subscribe to our reminder service. All you need to do is click on the subscribe icon on the website, and you'll get this beautiful little picture of me and reminding you that the radio station will be live, you know, at a particular time. Please do so. Okay, please subscribe. All right, here, I'm going to toot my horn. It says, I'm working my way through your archive. I said, Dear Joe, I'm working my way through your archived programs from the oldest one and now up to January 2007. Boy, I mean, I find that absolutely amazing. First of all, I cannot stand the sound of my own voice. I couldn't listen to one of my archives. As a fellow libertarian, I want to thank you for choosing to make available and sharing libertarian views with others. I became a libertarian convert after the Iraq invasion and became interested in the writings of the late Harry Brown, and also read a great book, little book, What It Means to Be a Libertarian by Charles Murray. Please keep up the good work, and rest assured, there is a growing acceptance that many of our problems are rooted in the denial and deviation from the principles stated in our unique Constitution. Perfectly said. Perfectly. Your broadcast helped to reinforce important constitutional principles that our federal elected officials don't bother to mention anymore, even though they have sworn to uphold them. And that's a very good point. Keep up the good work, and thank you for choosing to make a difference. This is Bob from West Virginia. Bob, thank you so much. I think I responded to you already, but I'll mention on the air, if you will send me your mailing address and your T-shirt size, I'll send you an official Liberty Talk Radio T-shirt. And flattery will get you absolutely everywhere. Well, this morning, I would like to review the Communist Manifesto. I recall when I was in grammar school and in high school, excuse me, I'm going to take a swig of coffee this morning. Oh, and let me remind our listeners, since we're on the air live, this is Liberty Talk Radio. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano. Our call-in number is 646-652-4620. I know it's early in the morning, and it's we have five lines open. I'd love to hear from someone, please. But when we were in school, we heard the Communist Manifesto, and we saw the soldiers marching in the street, and the soldiers breaking down doors, and, you know, and the dreaded, your papers, please. You know, all that, and those old black and white movies, and it was cold and frightening. And we said, oh boy, am I glad I live in the good old USA, the land of the free. Well, folks, nada. Ain't happening anymore. We are free to an extent, but these freedoms are being eroded. And if you want to know how they're being eroded, just listen to the candidates. The candidates who are vying for the presidential position here in the United States, as Bob from West Virginia mentioned, are violating the Constitution they are going to uphold, that they are going to swear to uphold. And that's exactly what they are doing. Where is it in our Constitution that it says that the government can supply universal health care? Which means that the government must get the money from somewhere, from you, and force you to have universal, force you to have health care. Now, universal health care has never been an efficient way of doing it. Has never been, let me say it this way, has never been as efficient as a free market. Never. There is not one instance of it. Now, if people say that, well, look at what we have today, and universal health care would be cheaper, I would agree with them. Because today, we do not have a free market system. We have a highly controlled governmental system. That's in absolute shambles. And folks, do not expect it to get any better with universal health care. And listen to every single other component of their campaigns. They talk about the less advantaged and how the government must step in to help them. That violates, absolutely violates human nature. It's been proven millions of times. If you give somebody something, you paralyze them. You make them dependent. And what these people running for office want is they want dependent, ignorant and dependent subjects so they can be voted back into office and maintain the power. I know it sounds cruel, it sounds wacko, but it's not. It's exactly what's happening. It's by design that our school systems are so bad. 51.8% of the kids who start high school, 51.8% who start our public school system, never graduate. That is a nationwide statistic. And that's derived from all of the major cities here in the United States. Now, it may be a little better in some of the smaller communities, but still, that is a majority of the people, of the students. That's most of the students. So it's weighted heavily in that area. So let's assume that's incorrect. Let's assume it's 60%. It makes no difference. Even 70% would be horrid. Would be embarrassing. We should be outraged. And yet, what does our government do? They now want to restrict homeschooling. They want to restrict homeschooling because, you know, they know that our school system right now basically graduates dumb kids. Not only dumb, but ignorant. And that's the key. Keep the populace ignorant. They don't teach the Constitution anymore. They say how bad the Communist Manifesto is and how bad communism is, but they don't tell them how a free market system works. And they will not go through the Constitution step by step, which they all should do. And they don't read any books, libertarian-type books, about our forefathers and what the intention was and what we have now compared to what the Constitution permits. But see, if we had a free school system, that would be taught, and that would be at the expense of our politicians. Let's go through some of the Communist Manifesto, the thing that always frightened me when I was a student. Here's number one. Oh, by the way, let me say this. This is from this fellow, Joe, and Joe is from Tulsa, and he sent me this email. So I want to say thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate that. In 1848, Karl Marx, at the age of 30, entered a competition sponsored by the International Socialist Union of Paris, France. His submission was the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, which won. The rest, as they say, is history. Number one, abolition of property in land and application of all rents of land to public purposes. And it goes on, basically, property can be confiscated for taxes owed, and it can never truly be owned. Property taxes are used for public purposes as envisioned by Karl Marx. Exactly what we have today. For example, my home is paid for because I've been here over 30 years. Talking about someone being deeply rooted in a community. But yet, I pay taxes every month on this property. Should I not pay those property taxes, I lose my property. Viva la Communist Manifesto. And now, with the Kello case recently that reached the Supreme Court, that created an absolute uproar where the person lost their house for economic development. In other words, they lost their property for economic development, and the Supreme Court upheld that. That's the loss of property rights. And folks, we've come a long way here. Here, number two, a heavy progressive or graduated income tax. No kidding. That's why I've been advocating the fair tax. It says here, in 1913, there were enough socialists in Congress to again foist the income tax upon people with the 16th Amendment to the Constitution. They said the income tax is indeed a direct tax and therefore unconstitutional. The court understood that no capitation or other direct tax shall be laid. Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution means exactly what it says. Abolition, here's number 3, abolition of all rights of inheritance. Ha-ha, guess who gets the inheritance? You know, we have to get special tax people to protect our inheritance so the state doesn't get it. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. The government does not normally confiscate property of immigrants. However, many laws and regulations have been passed in recent years which allow many government agencies, such as the IRS, OSHA, EPA, and drug enforcement agencies, to confiscate property from citizens that are considered rebels. Much of this confiscation is achieved without due process of law. And that is an important point, because what we have now is that we have government agencies who take it upon themselves to create laws. Think about it. You have the OSHA. OSHA is just a department, but yet can go in and close a company down, can fine a company, can put people in jail for non-compliance. And all they are is a department of government. They're not Congress. They're not the executive branch or the judicial branch. They're not police officers. And it's amazing the amount of power that these organizations have. It says centralization of credit in the hands of the state by means of a national bank with state capital and exclusive monopoly. Oh my goodness gracious, we've done more programs on this than I can think of. In 1913, we established the Federal Reserve. They're a handful number of individuals now own our currency. We are slaves to our own currency, folks. And folks, this is still Liberty Talk Radio. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano. Please call in 646-652-4620. Call in with anything. I know it's early in the morning. I love to receive a call. And I tell you, if anyone calls this morning, I will give them a free t-shirt, okay, just for calling in and waking me up. And here it goes on to say that the Federal Reserve is not federally owned and it has no reserves. It is a private corporation with the power to increase or decrease the money supply by changing the interest rates and reserve requirements of its member banks. It can create money out of thin air, lend it to the government, and then collect the principal and interest from taxpayers. Boy, Karl Marx would be proud of us. Centralization, number 6, centralization of communications and transportation in the hands of the state. Well, don't know where to start. FCC, the DOT, you know, the Federal Communications Commission. We have the Department of Transportation, the Interstate Commerce Commission, the Federal Aviation Commission, public television, you name it, it's been central. The government has control over every aspect of our lives. All communications are controlled by the government. You know, we always say, well, you know, that's a government-controlled monopoly radio. You can't trust what they say. Yeah, but look at our media. This is what I've been saying at the beginning of this broadcast. What we have today, folks, is we have media which is controlled by these large corporations that have humongous contracts with the government, and they're beating to the same drum. If you want to know what is going on, do not, and I repeat, do not listen to the mainstream media. You might as well be listening to Radio Russia. You probably get more from Radio Russia. Extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state, bringing into cultivation of wastelands and improvements of soil generally in accordance with a common plan. Well, no kidding. Here we have government that about the Bureau of Land Management. What about that one? What about the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Commerce, the Environmental Protection Agency? All promote a common plan of more regulation and control of government with less freedom enjoyed by the people. All right. Number 8, equal liability of all of all to labor and the establishment of industrial armies, especially for agriculture. Heavy taxation, overregulation, and other economic problems caused by our government adoption of socialism has forced women to labor equally with men. Our industrial army is the social security system, which requires membership at birth. And I love that term. We are required to become members of the social security system at birth. There is nothing in the Constitution that permits the government to force people to save for their requirement, for their retirement. That gets me angry. I'm sorry I sound angry. I know I do. Number 9, combination of agriculture with manufacturing industries. The gradual abolition of the distinction between town and country by a more equitable distribution of population of the country. We are not living under this plank totally. However, we do have many large agricultural corporations who have combined all levels of production from the farm to the consumer. That's true. Very true. Very true. All right. And number 10, free education for all children in public schools. This is something that we talked about at the beginning of the broadcast. All right. Folks, if when we talk about communist countries, we talk about indoctrination. When we talk about our school system, we call indoctrination education. We are mislabeling it. Our education is indoctrination. There is nothing in our history books, absolutely nothing in our history books, that is factually correct. It's all been tainted to make us look like we're pure white, perfectly good, we try to save the world, everyone's bad, we're good. If it wasn't for us, the world wouldn't be worth living in. And that's a real problem. That is a heck of a problem. If we could only abolish our public school system and go to a private school system, kids would learn. And you know, I don't understand education. Why keep kids in these classes where you have a multitude of kids of different abilities all sitting there listening to someone blab, 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 and memorizing crap all day that's not necessarily correct? It would be politically correct. And then they write it down on a piece of paper and then they pass. But we don't ask our students to think. Once they reach the later years in elementary school, and especially in high school, they are not permitted to think. And one problem that we have is that so many of our teachers, as well-intended as they are, and I'm not criticizing our teachers, I wouldn't want their job, it's the most difficult job in the world, but they have never been taught to think. I mean, when I speak to teachers, and I do so, I love to speak to teachers, and I want to see the way they think. They don't think very well. And it's a problem. Folks, we really can replace our Constitution with the Communist Manifesto. We'd be a lot closer to home. I can guarantee you that. Okay. Excuse me. Oh, I got a case of the sneezes. This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends, and let us hear from you. Oh my goodness. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you are either allowing your liberties to be taken away, or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there's no middle ground. And remember, don't steal. The government hates competition. Folks, this Sunday evening at 8 o'clock, we're going to have a fellow calling in, a guest author, who will be talking about the plight of veteran affairs. It should be fascinating. I do suggest, let me just double check that for a second. Yes, it'll be this Sunday. There'll be an author, and he'll be talking about the plight of veteran affairs. Should be very interesting. This will be this Sunday evening, 8 o'clock, Central Daylight Time. Okay? Until next time, stay well, stay tuned.